Wow, doesn't that wake you up and make you grateful? My name is Barbara Fode, and I am here to welcome you. Whatever brings you here today, whether it is your custom to come here, whether you have come out of curiosity, whether there might be a crisis in your life right now, please know that you are welcome here. We hope you feel God's presence and God's love among us. We especially welcome anyone who is new. I'm on the welcome team, so I hope to catch you during the greeting time. But we have a brochure on the back table, and I will grab one if I find you so you can learn more about this interesting congregation. You should find with your bulletin a yellow slip, and that has two purposes. On one side, it says attendance. And so we would like to know that you're here, whether you're here every Sunday or a first time. Let us know that you're here, and if you'd like to get any information on the church, if you're new, just check that and give us some contact information. But also, we believe in prayer in this congregation, and we have prayer requests on the other side. And so those will generally be read. You can mark whether you want it that way or not. If you do have a prayer request, the ushers will collect it, and those will be read aloud or at least collected. But if you don't have a prayer request, then just drop the attendance slip right in the offering at the end of the service. Restrooms and child care are through this door. We have a gathering room through either door behind me where we gather after worship for chit-chat. And I would remind you that we have a safe sanctuary policy that children should be accompanied by adults through the building. I think that is it. Let us continue with our worship.
Good morning. I am Alicia Wood. I am the pastor here, and I am so honored to say that and to have the opportunity to welcome each and every one of you. So welcome. I have a birthday card here, and I was going to hand it to Barbara, and I forgot. Can I hand it to you? So this is a birthday card for our dear friend, Mary Wilson, who turns 99 today. So what I'd like to do is pass it around the whole entire congregation so that everyone can sign their name, and we will mail that out tomorrow. So if you're the last person in the very last row, make sure it comes to me or to an usher so that they can give it to me and I can mail it. So our worship theme through the first week of July is Practice Resurrection. Resurrection means to come to life in a new way in Jesus' name. As we are reborn, not only are our souls filled, but the light of God spills over from our lives into the lives of others. On Mother's Day, we remembered those who nurtured us in ways that are traditionally female. Today, we recognize those who offered us nurture in ways that are traditionally male. But in reality, these roles are blurred and overlap, and so today, as a symbol of God's love for each of us and of God's vision for us to be in relationship with each other, we have flowers for all adults, those who have nurtured or who have been nurtured through human love. And our ushers don't know it yet, but that's going to be your job at the end of worship. So I don't know who... Oh, there's our usher back there. Okay, so just so you know, we're giving out flowers at the end. All right. Today, we are also recognizing those who teach within our church and within our church family who are graduating. We are also aware that June is Pride Month and are affirming the rights of all to live, love, and work as they choose. These two efforts fit together a little bit closer than you might expect because the message from the children's Sunday school classes to adult Bible study is the same. God loves each of us as us dearly and calls us to do the same. And so let us begin worship with our theme song. And we have a part in that, right? Dale will start and we have a part. Somebody's hurting my people.
Join me. Will the words be on the screen? Yes. So just follow along and sing the part that says people. Somebody's hurting my people, and it's gone on. Yes, it's gone on. I tell you, it's gone on. somebody's hurt my people, and it's gone on, and we won't be silent anymore, and we won't be silent anymore, and we won't be silent anymore.
Good morning to everyone. Beautiful morning. My name is Joyce Flynn, and I am your liturgist this morning. We can't be silent anymore. Somebody is hurting our people. How can we keep from singing? Please stand in body or spirit and join me in today's call to worship, a litany for Father's Day. God of love, today we ask your blessing on all who give their lives with a father's love. Bless new fathers and wise grandfathers. Bless fathers who await the birth of their child with joy. Bless men who embrace fatherhood through adoption or foster parenting, remarriage, or single parenthood. Bless fathers whose work takes them away from their children. Bless fathers whose lives are shaped by war, poverty, or violence. Bless men who are separated from their children by force or choice. Bless fathers who have lost a child. Bless all whose fathers were loving. Bless all who celebrate today. In the name of the Trinity, Father, Mother, Creator God, Sister, Brother, Savior, Christ, Holy Spirit, Guide, and Friend, we pray. Amen. Bless each of us in our relationships as we give and receive love. Bless us when we do good and when we screw up. Please remain standing and sing with me, I Have a Dream.
I have a dream of a man once said, there's perfect peace where men and women, black and white, stand hand in hand and all unite in freedom and in love, in freedom. And in love. But in this world of bitter strife, the dream can often fade. Reality seems dark as night. We catch but glimpses of the light. Christ sheds on humankind. Christ sheds on humankind. Fierce persecution, war, and hate are raging everywhere. God calls us now to pay the price through struggles and through sacrifice of standing for the right, of standing for the right. So dream the dreams and sing the songs, but never be content. For thoughts and words don't ease the pain unless there's action. All is vain. Faith proves itself indeed. Faith proves itself indeed. Lord, give us vision, make us strong, help us to do your will. Don't let us rest until we see your love throughout humanity, uniting us in peace, uniting us.
Please remain standing. In a moment, we will greet one another and share Christ's peace. When you hear the music, that will be your signal to head back to your seats as the children come forward for a children's time. Now, please take a moment to share the love of Christ with those around you with a handshake, a fist bump, or a high five.
Will the children please come forward as they're comfortable? And we can sing our song to welcome the children.
God is speaking, God is speaking. Do you hear? Do you hear? Trust and you will hear, God. Trust and you will hear, God. God is love, God is love. God is speaking, God is speaking. Do you hear? Hear God's heart. Trust and you will hear, God. If you want to hear God, God is love, God is love.
Well, good morning. We'll wait for our friends, Eric and Joelle. Hello, come on over here so we can talk. All right, so this morning I wanted to talk to you about a scripture that we're going to be reading in a few minutes about a mustard seed. Does anyone know how big or small a mustard seed is? Have you ever seen one? So I don't have one, but I asked for that to be in our picture so we can look at it. Look at how small that mustard seed is compared to that person's fingers. It's so tiny. I mean, it's almost like a dot. So if you can think about, let's look at our own fingers. How tiny would that be for it to be that small in someone's thumb and first finger, right? It's tiny. And sometimes people think that children are tiny, and they think that children are cute and lovely, but maybe don't have a lot because they're small. But do you know what happens to a mustard seed? When a mustard seed grows, it's the biggest plant there is. That's what Scripture says, that the mustard seed is the tiniest seed, but when it grows, it's the biggest crop. And so I'm telling you all of this because I know for sure, because I've heard adults in this building and outside of this building tell me that they learn so much about God and about Jesus' love through children. I've heard over and over people say how much they learn from all of you. So even though you might seem small in size, your love of God and your love for Jesus is so big that people notice because it comes out of you, and you are excellent teachers, just like that mustard seed that Jesus talked about in Scripture. So I wanted to share that with all of you because I know that all of you have a profound effect on people in this place and outside of this space. So do you have any thoughts or questions? I didn't bring my microphone, but I thought I would ask anyway. Will you, you do? No, okay. Will you pray with me? Okay. Loving God, we are so grateful for tiny things like the mustard seed, because we know that even though it starts out tiny, it ends up very, very big. And we are so grateful for this large love that these children have for you. So be with them, nurture them, and let them continue to share your love with all that they that comes in their contact. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So you can go sit with whoever brought you, okay? I'm so grateful you came and talked with me today. Oops, sorry. And I would ask that whoever is graduating and is comfortable, come forward and stand with me by the flowers. I'm hoping we have a few. I was looking around. Looks like our high school graduates aren't here. I'm a little sad about that. Well, you know what? That's okay, because you know why? Barb is laughing. Because I was promised by Amazon.com that their gifts would be here by yesterday at 8 p.m., and they did not arrive. So maybe we'll do an IOU on graduation celebration, because we'll actually have our gifts and we'll have our graduates. So I think we're just going to, we'll just skip that. Well, yeah, we'll skip that and we'll pray over our graduates in a week or so. And we'll call them to make sure they're here. So I am wondering if we can, yeah, you can skip that too, Stephen. So I'm hoping that all of our teachers that teach in the church, who are Sunday school teachers or soup and sermon teachers or who are teachers of anything, adult Bible study, anything, will come forward because we would like to pray with you. And so I'm hoping that Dean will come up because I know he's here. And oh, good, we have some others. Very good. And so I'm going to pray with you. I'm wondering if we can hold hands. Would that be comfortable for everyone? Oh, good. Steve is coming up. Dean, you're not going to come up? Thank you. This includes Vacation Bible School. So if there's a Vacation Bible School person back there, come forward. Oh, here she comes. Here she comes. All right. Sorry, everyone. We have to coax up the teachers. They're so humble. Oh, Time to Climb is another good. So Time to Climb is actually, I'll tell everyone what that is. Time to Climb is a one-on-one tutoring program that started and was around for about 8 or more years, right? 10 from James Street. But it, when James Street closed, the ministry continued, and they still have this tutoring program. So I know someone else who's out there who isn't coming up. It's Time to Climb. All right, so if you're comfortable, let's hold hands. And let's pray. Well, I will pray for all of you, okay? Thank you for our dedicated teachers, for their inspiration in our lives, for their knowledge and skills, for their commitment to our education and spiritual growth. Please bless their work. Lead them as they mentor and teach us. Equip them as they sow seeds of understanding in our lives. May all our teachers' lives be enriched. Bring them strength where there is weariness. Bring them rest where there is tiredness. May they grow also in their own abilities and faith and find fulfillment as they nourish us. Amen. So in gratitude, we thank you, each of you teachers. And I have a gift for you. Barb, can you help me pass them out? Thanks. Oops, it's a little wet, but that's okay. It won't hurt anything, right? And I would like to acknowledge that we have many, many teachers in our congregation. Maybe they don't teach this year in church, but if you are a teacher in any aspect of your life, will you please stand? Because I'd like to thank and acknowledge each of you as well. Who are our teachers, or who have been teachers? I know we have many, many teachers, and thank you, teachers. Teachers are so important in our lives, so we thank you. All right, so you may be seated. You're dismissed, yeah. I'll even let Dean sit. Okay. As we reflect on our life as a church, we know that there are LGBTQIA folks among us, some who are outwardly claim their affections, and some we do not know who feel they must remain hidden. We know, too, that there are many outside our walls who have been so hurt by religion that coming inside is just too scary for them. We claim all together as our sisters and brothers as we begin our prayer time with a prayer for a vision of new beginnings. So when I finish the phrase with the word because, your response will be, we choose love. And we did this at our interfaith CNY Pride worship service this week, and a lot of people really, I liked it too. A lot of people liked it, and I did too. So here we go. When I say because, you say, we choose love. Okay. Creator God, who whispers to us the mysteries of this life, on this day with all days, there are beginnings and endings, and there is the continuation of a journey set in motion beyond living memory and into an unimagined future. Because?
We choose love.
You call us to healing, to wholeness, and right relations. So we give ourselves to the care of our place in the circle that has no beginning and no end, because we do not know where it will lead, but we trust that you are with us always. Give us what we need to this next part of the walk. Gratitude for the visionaries, the healers, and prophets who have gone before us. Humility to know that many will follow when we are gone. Joy to lighten the load and wisdom to see the way. Because respect to strengthen our bonds and tender kindness to soften hardened hearts. Guide us, source of all light, in this season of our common life so that our eyes and our lives will be open to love. And we will walk together in a good way, because amen. Let us begin, continue our time of prayer.
Somebody's hurting my people, and it's gone on. Yes, it's gone on. Yes, it's gone on. Somebody's hurting my people, and it's gone on. And we won't be silent anymore. And we won't be silent anymore. And we won't be silent anymore.
And I forgot to announce that we were going to pick up our prayer slips during that song, so we're going to do that now. So if you have a yellow prayer slip, as you get it out, the ushers will come down and pick them up. And as they do that, let us settle our bodies. Let's settle our eyes and our minds, in our ears, and our necks, and our jaw, and our shoulders. All these are so tense and so overactive. Let us settle our hands and our arms, settle our backs and our stomachs that seem so tight when we're nervous. Let us settle our hips and our feet and our knees and our feet, And breathe in and breathe out as we hear the prayers of the community. Please join me now in the prayer that Jesus taught us. Creator God, who are in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread.
God's kingdom comes as we practice resurrection each day. We each have a voice and life to work for peace. Please stand in body or in spirit and join me in singing, How Shall They Hear the Word of God? And it's in the hymnal or displayed on the screen.
How shall they hear the word of God unless the truth is told? How shall the burdened be set free, the sorrowful unsold? To all who speak the truth today, impart your spirit, Lord, we pray. How shall they call to God for help unless they have believed? How shall the poor be given hope, the prisoners reprieve? To those who help the to see, give light and love and clarity. How shall the gospel be proclaimed that all may hear God's word? How shall the world find peace at last if her oaths are not sent? So send us, Lord, for we rejoice to speak of Christ with life and voice.
Please be seated. Today's scripture is from the fourth chapter of the Gospel of Mark, verses 26 through 34. If you would like to follow along in your pew Bible, you can find it on page 52 in the New Testament section. Jesus uses the image of growing seeds to explain how the love of God grows in ways we can't understand. He hears these words. Then Jesus said, this is what God's kingdom is like. It's as though someone scatters seeds on the ground, then sleeps and wakes night and day. The seed sprouts and grows, but the farmer doesn't know how. The earth produces crops all by itself, first the stalk, then the head, then the full head of grain. Whenever the crop is ready, the farmer goes out to cut the grain because it's harvest time. He continued, what's a good image for God's kingdom? What parable can I use to explain it? Consider a mustard seed. When scattered on the ground, it's the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. But when it's planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all vegetable plants. It produces such large branches that the birds in the sky are able to nest in its shade. With many such parables, he continued to give them the word, as much as they were able to hear. He spoke to them only in parables, then explained everything to his disciples when he was alone with them. This is the word and wisdom of God for the people of God.
Good morning again. So how does one preach on a Sunday in which we celebrate Pride and Graduates and Teachers and Father's Day? No answers? Well, we'll see how it goes. I brought one of my successfully sprouted plants today. How does it look to you? Thank you. So you might know this about me, that one of my past jobs was that I was actually a plant waterer. I went inside the mall and I went inside different offices and actually watered plants. Yes, that is a real job and I did it. But this is actually a fake plant because it's the best kind that I can keep. So it always looks beautiful, maybe a little dusty, but thanks for thinking it looked great. I think it does too. I'm wondering, what does it take to grow a successful plant? Or even something outside, yes? Love and care, water, what else? Soil, life, light and life, sunshine. You have to weed it? Yes, well, yes. You know what, that might be where I go wrong, because I don't do that. I don't weed it. Well, Jesus taught us in parables. He taught us with story. Today we read about sowing seeds. Our teachers today use many ways to teach students. The key is to learn how their students learn and then incorporate that mode of learning into their lesson. Teachers have a challenging and very rewarding job because they get to see firsthand how students grow each year. Just as Jesus explained in our scripture, the farmer would scatter seed. The seed would sprout and grow. Students grow and sprout as well. Each of our students have a story. They have gone through challenges, struggle, hardship, and they have kept their eye on education. We are very proud of our graduates, and I know we'll be able to acknowledge them another week. So even though I wrote this in, I'm keeping it, because we'll acknowledge them another week. Just as our scripture said today, the harvest has come. And now our students are able to go out into the world and not only further their education or get a job, but they're able to share their faith wherever they go and in whatever they do. The kingdom of God is like someone scattering seed. Somehow the seed sprouts and grows. The earth does it all on its own, and the farmer doesn't know how it grows. The kingdom of God is like learning a new way to live together and maybe not really understanding the process or the purpose at first. This week has been Pride Week. At the Interfaith Pride Worship Service at Temple Concord, we were reminded by the children that family can consist in many different ways, but the most important thing is love. We don't know how the kingdom of God will continue to grow and stretch us in what love means, but God knows. Our scripture tells us to just go with it, because the kingdom of God is like a seed sprouting and growing until harvest. Even if we don't know all the details, it still does what it does. God is growing and sprouting us to love one another until the harvest. Love is the most important ingredient in the kingdom, God's family, or the kingdom of God, and in all families. Well, today is also Father's Day. Father's Day brings about many emotions, and I could share many of mine, but we will move beyond that. As we think about the love between father and child, we celebrate what we have experienced, and we love what is yet to come. And let's not forget the love that fathers have for their children at this country's southern border. Families belong together. In honor of Father's Day today, Let's call or write a letter or an email to our representatives saying families belong together. The kingdom of God is like planting a seed, watching it sprout and grow. Fathers play a large part in a child's life as the child sprouts and grows. Let's advocate for the love between father and child. Our scripture reminds us that the kingdom of God is like planting seed so that it can grow into a useful vegetation. This may be how we grow as teachers, or grow as students, or grow as fathers, or grow as children, or grow as to what family means. From my experience, some plants do grow without much care. But the ones I have tried to grow take much care. To grow a healthy and useful plant, we must water it, as you all said, make sure it gets sun, but not too much sun, right, gardeners? We must protect it from severe weather, and maybe even talk or sing to it. In other words, we must show love and kindness throughout the entire process. As we learn more about God and one another, the kingdom of God comes into being as Jesus taught us, on earth as it is in heaven. Unending love. Amen.
As we think about that unending love, it's our opportunity to share that with other people in the community. And there's lots of ways to do that. Many opportunities in your bulletin, so please take a look at that. I won't mention all of them. But I do want to tell you about something that is not in there. So listen up. Saturday night, this next Saturday night, right downstairs in the Pettengill Center at 7, we're going to have a reception, a dessert gathering with our former pastor, Hal Garman, so that you have some time to spend with Hal on Saturday night because Sunday might be kind of busy. Hal is going to be speaking on Sunday, and those of you who haven't met him, he was the pastor here, I think, for about 18 years. And the reason that Sunday is going to be so busy is besides our regular worship service, we're going to be honoring Ken Craig on Sunday, and Hal is coming back to speak. And if you don't know the story about three men, Hal and Ken and a local pharmacist that walked this neighborhood and birthed a dream that has revitalized the housing, not only in this neighborhood, but in this state and other states, it's a story you want to hear. So be sure to come back next week and hear that. Also, I want to let you know that today is the last day to make a contribution for Blessings in a Backpack. This is a program one of our sister churches is working with us on, and it's a chance to give students in the Syracuse schools, in a particular school, a chance to have food over the weekend. As you know, most all of them get breakfast and lunch and sometimes even dinner at school, but weekends is scarce at home, and so this Blessings in a Backpack provides food for that student over the weekend, and you can drop that check in the office or drop it in the offering plate. We need to keep practicing resurrection, and we need to keep the ship afloat here, so we have an opportunity to share our tithes and offerings to do that. Let me just say, if you are a visitor, we do not expect a gift from you, but the others of us have made a commitment to continue ministry in this neighborhood and church, and so the ushers will collect the offering now. And please remember, put those attendance slips in there too.
Please remain standing and join me in the prayer of dedication. I am the earth, the air, and the waters. We have no voice. I am the poor, the homeless, and the orphan. I am the very young, the very old, and the disenfranchised. I am an outsider because of my size, shape, or color, the language I speak, my sexual orientation, or my physical disability. I am alone. We are all seed to be planted, to sprout, to grow, and to feed those hungering for the love of God. Please remain standing and join me in singing, "You Are the Seed," displayed on the screen. If you would like to sing in Spanish, you will find that in the hymnal on page 583.
You are the seed that will grow a new sprout. You're a star that will shine in the night. You are the yeast and a small grain of salt, a beacon to glow in the dark. You are the dawn that will bring a new day. You're the wheat that will bear golden grain. You are the sting and a soft, gentle touch. My witness is where'er you go. You are the flame that will light in the dark, sending sparkles of hope, faith, and love. You are the shepherd to lead the whole world through valleys and pastures of peace. You are the friend that I choose for myself, the word that I want to proclaim. You are the new kingdom built on a rock, where justice and truth always reign. You are the life that will nurture the plant. You're the waves in the turbulent sea. Yesterday's yeast is beginning to rise, a new loaf of bread it will yield. There is no place for a city to hide, nor a mountain can cover its might. May your good deeds show a world in despair, a path that will lead all to God. Go, my friend, go to the world, proclaiming the new all. Messengers of my forgiving, peace eternal love. Be my friend, the loyal witness from the dead.
I still have this card, and I will place it in my pew if anyone hasn't signed it. Please know that you will get a flower on the way out, and I am excited to see you next week. So let's do this. Are you guys ready to help me out with this benediction? Okay. May we, who believe in community, go forth and stand against poverty from NYC to Wilkes-Barre, South Side and North Side too, across the world, we must demand, let justice ring as the poor rise up, as we take a stand, as we proclaim liberty, let justice throughout all the land. We're all God's family, you and me, let justice ring, amen.